let's go ahead and call the meeting order. Thank you, Chase. Get that. There we go.
Let me share the agenda just like we normally do.
Okay. It looks like introduction should be pretty straightforward. It's just us six, so it's perfect. I think we need a motion to approve the agenda as presented first, and then we'll jump into three.
I move to approve the agenda as presented.
I'll second.
Okay. Let's go ahead and vote. All in favor of approving the agenda as presented, say aye.
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 Okay. Agenda is approved. So now per ORS 192.660, we're going to jump into executive session. So we need to do anything before that that you know of, Karen?
I don't think so. Just to state the reason.
Yeah, just for to perform our annual review, employee evaluations of our GM.
And I don't have to take minutes during this, correct? Besides saying that we're doing an employee review.
Yeah, and at the end, if we agree to, at the end, we come back out of executive session, and if we agree to a compensation plan, you know, that kind of thing, but it'll be minimal.
Okay. Just checking.
Awesome. Well, it's
like we're waiting, Bruce S. Stock.
Rob, did you email that calculator Excel spreadsheet that you made to everybody?
I didn't yet. Okay. I'm in the process of doing that right now.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, I should have done that beforehand. I just figured that we could present off Chase's screen, but it might be easier to follow if you have it in your email. Okay, let's close this.
Pretty nifty.
I can share here if you'd like.
Okay, I'm going to send it to everybody real quick just so they have it also.
Okay.
Amanda, Jeff, content. Okay, I apologize. Like I said again, I don't know if Bruce can hear me or not because it says he's connecting the audio on my end. But if you can hear us, Bruce, apologize for the delay. We're going to present Chase's screen, and I hadn't sent the email out to everybody yet that I want to present. So everybody should have it now. And so basically, Chase, if you want to pull, it up, we can just work through real quick. The goal here is basically just to give everybody an update on what we're trying to accomplish here. And then we can discuss compensation afterwards, but I just want to let you know how we are going forward, how we can calculate it. So if you start with employee rates, Chase.
Yeah, a little Zoom thing jumps in front of it. Okay, there we go.
Okay, so this is just basically the standard opening sheet that everybody should be able to see. It just, as we grow, this will be able to track, you know, if we grow, we can be able to track our employees and our contractors and what they're being paid. And then over in the notes section, it just, if you hover over it, Chase, it kind of just shows, you know, when increases were given. And so future boards can look at this and say, okay, on 3/11, they had a board approved raise, on 12/16, they had a COLA and blah, 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 blah. So this is just the basic intro page that a lot of the data is pulled from. So go to GM.
So good, Rob.
So this will obviously grow the longer that Chase and JR, the more years they get. But for the first couple of years, this is just basically reemphasizing the notes that we, you know, what rate they started at, any increases to their rates, any bonuses that they got, what percentage the bonus was. And so it's a really quick reference. So if we're, you know, in a hurry and we need to talk about bonuses or we need to talk about COLAs, you can find that information on here, what we've done in the past. And you can skip over field ops because it's the same thing, just for the field ops. So the CPI, as Chase announced last meeting, we're going to start calculating the cost of living adjustment based on a CPI index or a consumer's price index. I don't remember the number off the top of my head, but basically this is a screenshot off of it. So what we've done is we've taken the 12 month for 2022. We only have numbers January through November. And so we took an average of those to estimate what December's number is going to be. And then the number below that, the 8.16, is an estimated CPI for 2022. So in forecasting for a bonus, for a COLA, we can use this to forecast it in December before the final numbers are published in January. This next tab is the wage analysis that everybody I think received. It's just a screenshot of the same thing we received from HR Answers, just for reference.
And then everybody, I hope everybody noticed that that was a two. There were two pages to that. There was one for general manager and one for field ops. Okay.
So then the monthly hours is just it's just another data page that tracks the amount of hours that the general manager of the field ops has accrued or accumulated in the month. And at the very bottom for our forecasting, it takes the average labor hours per month so that on the next sheet, it kind of calculates the forecast based on their average hours, not one particular month. As you can see in May, Chase had 108 months and the month before he was at 70. So when you forecast it, it's kind of hard unless you take an average. So then this is really the meat and potatoes of it, this bonus calculation. So what we've done is, and I'll just kind of run through this real quick. So the very top three lines, GM, FOT, and other, that's just basically showing what we've spent year to date, assuming they have the average amount of hours in December. That's what goes into column C, the year to date spend plus December's estimate. Then the next column D is the budget for the year. And so you can see in column E, we've consumed already 50% of the GM budget and 33% of the field ops budget. The next one shows you the remaining dollars that's left. And if you forecast, if you're forecasting forward, our estimated spend for the year should be that the next column, G. So the difference is basically showing you that if current trends continue, we'll have a $343 savings in the GM labor pool. The field ops will have an $8,995 savings, and then the $5,000 for other is a savings also. And what that does is this just rolls down to the CPI estimate tab or the CPI estimate column in row 13. It just takes the 8.16% that we estimated, and it shows what if at 8.16%, if we give the GM that and the field ops that 8.16%, how many dollars per hour they would increase, their new wage, and the financial impact to our budget. And all this is going to be used for is basically to show us if we do the COLA and if we give certain step percentages, how that impacts our budget for the end of the year. And so as you can see, I just threw numbers in here to kind of present, I guess, or to show, but the variance as a percent of labor is 7.6%, which means that if things continue, we give our folks the COLA, we give our folks the steps, the 5%, the 2% that's listed up there, we should have a $5,000 savings. I put in on column C30, kind of a target. So if we decided, hey, you know, we've had some extra things come up, we had to mow some more, or we had high costs for fuel, or we had some other things, this is a place where we can type in a targeted savings. So we want to save 6% on our labor. The next column just calculates if you want to save 6% of your labor, then you have 1.67% left for the bonus, and the 1586 is the proposed bonus. So basically, I'm sorry to go into all the details, but the 30,000 foot view of this is all of these numbers roll up and it gives you three options. If you do nothing with the employee where you're at, if you give them the COLA where they're at, if you give them a step, then you know where you're at to budget. And then if you do the COLA and the step, how much money you have left in the budget for a bonus. So then if you go to the summary page, the summary page just takes those numbers and makes them easy to read. So at a 5% step and a 8.16% COLA, Chase's rate would go up $3.29 because of the COLA, $2.02 because of the step. If you gave him a 1.67% bonus, that would be the number. And then his new rate for 2023 would be over there in column H2. So I think that, I don't know. I mean, if there's any questions, this is a lot to take in the 5 minutes that we've been talking about it. But what this should allow us to do is basically play with the step and then play with the bonus and see what kind of financial impact that's going to have for us as a corporation. So we can make better financial decisions for after our employee evaluations. And we have something to point to. We can say this is how we calculated the bonus. We just didn't give them $1 million or $1,000 or whatever because we liked him or didn't like him. We have numbers to prove it, where it came from.
Was this information out prior to you just presenting it to us? I haven't seen this before, so it's quite a bit to take in real quickly.
Yeah, no, I apologize. I just finished it last night and I just sent it out today. So it's on the SharePoint. Chase uploaded it to the SharePoint today so we can play around with it, but I should have emailed it earlier. I was going to try to do that earlier and I didn't. So I apologize.
I just appreciate that you even took the time to do it, because it's going to make the conversation a little easier than last year's, I think. So the question is, I think the first question is, do we agree? Because the 8.16 is an estimate, so it could change a little bit based on what December comes in at, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. But it's
as far
be
as the CPI goes, the 8.16, is that a, I know that they said today that it was 7.1. Just trying to understand, is that a running average or is the 7.1 12 months back? I guess I'm just trying to figure out how we came out with the 8.16. I get that you took the 12 months and you probably took that, you added them all up, divided by 12. I guess I just didn't understand quite how that worked, because I thought the 7.1 was actually where we were at as far as a running average. And they were talking about that inflation had gone down. So I assumed that that's what they meant.
Yeah. So inflation for November has slowed. It didn't necessarily go down, but it slowed to 7.1%. And so one thing that makes this, makes using a CPI challenging is that if you try to pick one month, like say you picked March, you want to look at March and that's the only month you want to look at. It's inflation in March was, or consumer price index in March was 8.7%. And so what we did is we just basically took every single month, like you said, and divided it by 12 to get an average of what the consumer price index has done for the last 12 months. And that's where the 8.16 comes from. It's not a monthly variance. It's just an average for the calendar year 2022.
Sure. And that kind of goes to my question as far as, you know, the November, the 7.1, that's specifically for November. It's not the cumulative average over the last 11 or 12 months.
Gary, yes. It's a year over year calculation, the way they explain it. Okay. So back, go back to the March where it's 8.7. That was effectively year March of 2021 versus March of 2022. That's how they analyze the CPI.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Yep.
So didn't we already say that we were, didn't we already approve that we were going to use the 12 month average?
We did in the last meeting,
month. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's kind of given. All right. So that's, we just have to wait for December to come in and then we'll know for sure what that figure is, correct?
Yeah. January 12th is when we're supposed to have that, which is the same day as our meeting. So we should have December's number on the day of the meeting.
Okay. So then the next question is, it was recommended to us to at some point come up with a schedule for the step increases. But what we have done so far, at least to make this, you know, something that we can, you know, so we can move forward with compensation plans, is to say that employees will get at least 0.5%. And we don't really have a schedule yet. We haven't really built one yet, but we're still learning about this. And so we're going to go with the at least 0.5% for now. The question I have is, I think last year they got 5% and 3%. Is 5% sustainable for our budget going forward?
Do we need to excuse Chase for this part of it, Karen, or does he get to stay on?
I don't think.
Or how about Jeff? Do you know?
Open meeting. Everybody can be here.
It's open meeting.
Right. Okay. All right. Perfect. Okay.
It's just a question. We're not actually talking about Chase right now. We're talking about the GM position, because step increases are longevity increases, primarily in a public entity. So that's the question I think we have to agree. I don't know what questions I'm really asking. I guess the main question I'm asking is, do we agree to 5% and 2% step increases?
Well, I think what might play into that too, a question that I have is for an organization like ourselves, are bonuses actually appropriate? You know, if you look at like school district, city, county, I don't think that they do bonuses. We don't have anything to tie those bonuses to. So should we maybe not be so focused on a bonus and a step increase, or maybe make the step increase all inclusive because we don't have a metric to tie the bonus to?
Yeah, it's a good question, because right now the only thing we're tying the bonus to is to, it just gives you a number of what's left in the budget. It doesn't even say, you know, you could take a percentage of that, you could take all of it, but it just shows you what's left in the budget available for a bonus.
Yeah, and I don't think that that's a good plan going forward. You don't know where you're going to end up if that's going to be accurate or not. So I don't know that you'd want to set a precedent on that.
Can you say that again, Gary?
I'm just saying that if it's just the remainder of what's in the budget, you know, maybe some years that would make sense. Other years, it may not make sense. So I would be in favor of not trying to come up with a bonus, but to come up with a situation where it was inclusive in the step increase, because we don't have anything to tie the bonus to other than what's left in the budget. And I don't think that that's really fair to the landowners.
Bonus is challenging for us to, it was challenging for us last year too. I would like to keep it as an option in case we ever felt like we needed it. But I tend to agree with you, Gary, that we just want to have a solid, appropriate base wage, you know?
Sure. And I'd like to hear from other, you know, board members on that as well, to see how they may feel. Like, that's just my opinion.
I feel like there ought to be something that's, you know, merit-based when it comes to continually giving wage increases and such as well. Because, I mean, if somebody doesn't deserve a raise, I don't see why we should have to keep increasing their wages if they've not earned that.
I don't think that was the line going with HR answers last year. We didn't consult them on that this year, but last year I think they were pretty clear that in public entities, it's COLA and STEP, and the STEP is based on longevity, and merit's a trickier thing.
Yeah, really the only device we have for merit right now, which is up to the board's discretion, is the bonus. You know, if somebody overperforms or, you know, or what have you, that's really the only merit-based thing that we have. The COLA is a fixed number based on the index, and the STEP is at some point in time, not yet, but at some point in time, the STEP will just be a chart, you know, if we decide to adopt some type of a fixed chart. So yeah, to your point, Amanda, I think you're, you know, I kind of tend to agree. I think that we should have some tool for merit. Maybe the bonus is really the only thing that we have. But I think, you know, my own personal opinion, I think the COLA, I don't know if are we tied based on HR answers last year? And I apologize, obviously I didn't pay attention a whole lot last year, but are we committed to the COLA also? That's something that we have to do. And the STEP is something we have to do. That was a recommendation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
COLA, STEP adjustment, and then the bonus only for the general manager.
And just to clarify, is there a law that says you have to do step increases, or was it just something they suggested that a lot of people do, but you don't necessarily have to do?
I wish I could answer that. I don't know that. It was the clear recommendation of the people at HR Answers, the consultant we worked with. Her name was Anna. And so I don't know if it was a law or best practices or what, but.
Well, normally what it was is it was tied to a schedule, And then that schedule was applied irrelevant of the person. So, you know, most organizations have multiple employees in one position. So you, if you ended up with multiple field operations techs, they would get the increase regardless based on the time they worked there. That was how they basically used the step increase. And so that way it was applied to everyone. There was no wage discretion. It was across the board. And so that's how it, that's kind of where this started from. And that's why it has a base minimum is just so based on time, you essentially get the 0.5% raise kind of as a, you know, how long you've been there. And so that was kind of the idea behind that. But it, and then you have to remember, is this, I know it doesn't work like that in our organization, but a field operations tech, the step increase would apply to everybody. You can't decide based on an individual employee.
That's right. That's public entities.
And wage discrimination and all that stuff. So that's why they have that block of field operations techs based on budget and other decisions will get X amount of an increase. I know in this consider this scenario, we only have one of each. So it's kind of, it's a bit different, but that's how public entities do it.
So we just have to, I think what we really have to decide is if we're comfortable with the 2% and 5% step increases, given that the COLA is going to be around 8%.
And just for everybody's knowledge, that the 5% and 2% put in there were just numbers that I threw in there just as a placeholder to show how the calculations would work. So it's not really it's not in there as any kind of recommendation. I just threw those in there. And the 5%, I think we did, I know the GM got last year, and then I think the field ops actually got 3%, like Karen said. So if, I don't know if that sets a precedence or if it doesn't, but we don't really have a step chart that we've adopted and approved and set up. So I think there's still some discretion there until we have a chart, and it'll just be black and white.
I hope this doesn't annoy everybody, but Rob, would you mind going over one more time how you calculated the bonus?
If you like, so for those of you, I don't think everybody can see, but that bottom thing that says data, right now we're running a 7.6% positive variance to our labor budget. And what that's based off of is Chase's hours and JR's hours. Chase is pretty much spot on with his hours year to date, and JR is a little bit behind, so we're having a little dollar savings there. But that's what that is. So right now it says is if things continue the way they've continued in the next 6 months, the way they've went the first 6 months of the year, then between now and June, we should plan by the end of June to have a 7.6% positive variance to our labor, and what that variance is in dollars is $5,518. So we should come in under budget on labor by $5,518. That does not include the $5,000 that's budgeted in other. It just includes the GM and the FOT. And so
as and other, sorry to interrupt, but is other Janelle, or what is other?
Other was something that we put in the budget. And Chase, correct me if I'm wrong, but we put in the budget to basically capture if we had to hire, was it to hire somebody part-time if we needed to or something? It was just basically a contingency. So because it was a contingency, I didn't include it in our calculation.
Okay.
And so once you if you hold the cursor over the, I guess it's F24, the estimated variance with COLA. So if you pay the GM and the field ops the COLA, you're at $6,000. If you pay the GM and the FOT, the variance and the steps that are up above that 5%, 2%, and that's where that $5,518 comes from. So this is already assuming that we've paid them the COLA, we've paid them the step, and that $5,500 savings is something we would see. So then the next column where it says budget savings target, that just is basically, it's up to the board's discretion. If they want to have a labor savings, if you want it to be zero, you want to consume all the budget, or you know, you plan to have a savings there, that number can be moved. So Chase, like, change that 6% to 2%. Say we want to have a 2% savings because we're 2% over in, you know, electricity. So then the probable or possible bonus, the max that we could give them based on the budget would be 5.67%, and the dollars are to the right of that. That's not saying that we should, you know, it's not necessarily saying, hey, that's the number you have to give them for the bonus, but that's the dollars that is left in the budget after the COLA, after the steps. That would be the max you could possibly give as a bonus if you wanted to have a net zero at the end of the year in labor. So we can mess with that a little bit. Like, if you go to the percent step for GM Chase, change the step to like 10%. So if you do that, then you got to go to hourly, hourly increase. Yep. And then type in where it says times 0.05, type in 0.10 up at the top. I haven't made that automated yet. So then that changes. You see how now by giving Chase or giving the GM a 10% step, that's a $22,000 impact. And now we're estimated, if you scroll over to estimate actual, we're estimated to be $191.41 over budget by the end of the year for the GM. So you can go back and change that to whatever you want. So it's just a tool. There's a lot of discretion built into this until we have a step chart. The COLA is what the COLA is. Unfortunately for all of us, it's high, but it is what it is, and it's based off an index. The step's got some discretion, and then there's a whole heck of a lot of discretion available with the bonus, obviously, based on our conversation tonight, which is something I think that a lot of the board members, I won't speak for everybody, I just think a lot of us feel comfortable having that, you know, discretionary, rather than being tied into something that's really, really rigid. And this allows us to do that. So
if I'm understanding correctly, I still kind of go back to my original stance that I don't quite understand why we're basing it off of the budget or the remaining portion in the budget. Don't really understand how we can justify giving a bonus. I would still think that it should all be based on a step increase and not trying to put it into a bonus, but obviously others feel differently.
You want to go back to 5% on the GM step, Chase, just so we're working off the same screen. I've got it open on my other screen too.
And I wasn't proposing what the step should be. I was just proposing that maybe it should all be inclusive in the step as opposed to trying to come up with a bonus on top of a step.
Yeah, no, it makes sense.
You recognize, Gary, that we are advised not to treat the steps as merit.
Yeah, if we do it as merit, I guess, you know, you do have to have some kind of a metric there to base that on going forward. If you're, from what I'm understanding, you know, trying to, what you guys want to do as far as having, a procedure going forward. And I'm not sure exactly how that ties together, or how you would calculate that.
Yeah, the way this tool is set up, it doesn't dictate that we have to have a bonus, and because we don't have a step chart, you know, there's flexibility there depending on what we decide we want to do for a step this year. Really, I think going forward, we should have, if we're going to continue with the step, if that was a recommendation, that's what the board wants to do, then we should be pretty proactive soon after the first year to create a step chart. That way, that number's fixed as well. And then going forward next year, the COLA would be fixed and the step would be fixed, and this would be pretty straightforward.
And then at some point, like, if with the step increases and the COLA increases, eventually, aren't we going to hit like our budget capacity, where then what happens? In terms of, you know, the position is worth I guess, what the position is worth. You know, it's not a $500,000 position. So at what point does that cap out?
Amanda, I think the easiest answer is that we have a budget that we set. Our assessments are a resultant of that budget. So that if we begin to broach our cost numbers, whether it's labor or whether it's other services or functions, we have the ability to modify the assessment and therefore cover what we're talking about here.
And I think, Amanda, if you're saying that at a certain point, the step chart needs to, I mean, it needs to be a chart with a finite end, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's, you know, like, I don't know how many years we build it, 10, 12, 15, 20, I don't know. But once a certain, the end of it is hit, I think that's one of the reasons why I would want to always keep a bonus as an option. And like, also if there's a, I don't know that we necessarily need to offer a bonus every year, but like if there's a major rain event or, you know, something like that, and the general manager, you know, rides to the rescue and, you know, really does a, you know, I don't know. I'm just talking, but you know, if there's an example of, you know, something, I don't know. I just feel like we should keep it as a tool, especially since we don't have, you know, a lot of latitude in, you know, in the way of merit.
No, I agree with that.
But so somebody needs to probably suggest, or like, you know, if we're fine with what Rob has put out here, whatever the CPI is going to be plus 5% and 2% respectively for the two positions, you know, we can move on that. Or if somebody else has a different idea, you know, should probably say it now. So am I to assume that everyone's okay with what Rob has outlined here thus far, except maybe the bonus?
One question, Rob, when you had the 10% GM step, you were a minus $190 at all or something like that in the variance, correct?
Yeah, I don't remember what the number was, but yes, it was a negative.
Okay, so 5% of the YE4 forecast, it would be about $2,500. So it would go from 700 here to minus 1,800 on your spread, or your spread should show that. Okay. Does that make sense? Right.
I'm not sure.
5% of the 44,233 is $2,135 or whatever that is. Okay. So if you go from 5% step to a 10% step, that has the effective of a $2,200 incremental increase, which then should show as a negative $1,700 or $1,800 on your variance.
Yeah, we can go through that, Chase, if you want to just change it back to 10%.
Yeah, just run it back to 10 and see what happens, because it should.
And it doesn't automatically pull from that 202, so you have to manually type in the 10%.
Okay.
And I will say, I remember distinctly, and Chase, maybe you can back me up on this, but I think Anna said that step increases are generally somewhere between 2 and 5%.
Yes, I do recall that.
Yeah.
That it was. And the other thing too, to kind of remember is when we're putting the hat on here, is this would be like you're deciding if you had like 65 field techs, you know, what is the budget going to allow? Where are we going to be? How's it going to affect us? And that's kind of what I think Rob did a good job of capturing here, is it's not necessarily merit-based. It's just kind of numbers-based.
Yeah, and this was, and I think to Lynn's point, though, I think there's just some things that aren't calculating automatically, which is things that we can change. The most important thing, if we can keep going through the exercises to see, but go over to the variance where it says, or the estimated actual in I-19, where it says 45201.
Yep.
And double click on that. So that's pulling just data from the forecast. So now double click on where it says 45, yeah, right there. So that's pulling our estimate, that's year-to-date spend, which is a fixed number. That's dollars we've already spent. And then plus the potential impact of the 10% step. And I think the reason it's only 191 is because it's only based on a part-time employee for 6 months. It's not based on a full.
Oh, it's based on 6 months. Okay. That would do it. Okay. You're okay then. All right. Yes.
Sorry about that. I should have said that in the beginning. Yeah. So the estimated actual is dollars we've already spent plus, most people take it plus the budget, but I just took plus the potential impact to our budget because I wanted to be able to see, you know, if we decide a 10% step,
or 2% step,
mm-hmm. whatever we can, we need to be conscientious as a team of what these decisions do to our budget. I think we all agree on that. But we don't really have a process in place yet to have the step be a fixed number. So if we agree that the COLA needs to be 8.16 or, and this COLA will change. The COLA is a rough guess, which we'll just have to adjust based on, the numbers that come out on the 12th of January. So, but if we've already agreed to what numbers, what index we're going to use. So that number's fixed. So this just gives us a little bit insight as to what that impact of that 8.16% will do. So if we agree that a 5% step, and that's the 5% step was just based on the present that we did last year. I don't know how we got to it last year or the reasoning behind it, but that's what it was last year. That's why I just copied and pasted it into this year. It doesn't have to be 5 and the FOT doesn't have to be 2, but the board I think needs to decide tonight at least what percent of step we're comfortable with moving forward. And whether or not we should consider a bonus. I think those are the two things we need to figure out tonight.
Okay, so I'm going to make two motions. If they don't get seconded, that's fine. Someone else can make a motion. But if they get seconded, that all that means is that we're opening them up for discussion. That's not the same as voting. Everybody knows that. So I'm going to go ahead and start. Amanda, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. I move that we offer the general manager the 12-month averaged, the CPI averaged over 12 months, a 5% step increase, and a $1,000 bonus. The bonus is because that's how much we offered him last year, and he's done. Just as well this year as he did last year. So that's the first motion. Does anybody second?
I'll second that, Karen. I do have a question, and that is you're saying that if we pass this measure, that this measure is not the full throttle or the full thrust of what we're doing with Chase, or that we're going to have a subsequent process to structure. We've talked about structuring the step and the COLA is more definitive. But when we pass this motion, that is the motion for Chase's new wage.
Correct? That would be the motion for Chase's new wage just for the upcoming year.
Right. Correct. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I don't think we weren't trying to set the COLA right now. I thought we were going to wait till next week or next month.
Right. I just said the average COLA. I didn't say a number.
Okay.
I think the way that Karen said it, it was implying that it was the January 12th, right?
Yeah. Whatever the 12 month average is over the last year that is on the chart there. We're just waiting for the December number. That makes sense?
Yep.
Okay. So Rob, you can ask if there's any discussion.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Any discussion on the motion? Any further discussion, I should say. It's been discussed for a while, but it's good discussion. So do we need to vote on that now, Karen?
That's the next step.
Yep.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded, so now we can vote, and if it passes, it passes, and that's when we move on to the next one.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and vote on the motion as presented by Karen. I won't try to repeat it, but all in favor for what she just said, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so motion passes. So we will keep a close eye on the COLA, and then we'll have that number firmed up by our next meeting in January.
And you are right that we do, you know, we do need to think about that we didn't have a deadline on ourselves, I don't think, for coming up with a step increase chart. But I think that that's a good thing for us to add to our to-do list.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, I mean, my own personal opinion is I just think that we're kind of walking the tightrope between wanting to have some flexibility and discretion, but also wanting to be consistent. And so I think that the consistent side with the COLA and the step needs to be agreed on and kind of not necessarily set in stone, but set in stone, something that future boards can follow pretty basic and easy. And then, you know, the bonus portion of it is just completely 100% open board discussion, discretion, everything. Whether we give it, whether we don't, what the amount is, you know, so on and so forth. But at least now we have a visual aid to see the decisions we make and how it impacts our budget.
Okay.
You know, with this as proposed, we're going to have still should have a really good savings in labor.
So then that brings me to my next motion. I'm going to move to that we offer the same. This is regarding the field operations technician position, that we offer the same, the aforementioned COLA, you know, situation plus a 2% step increase.
I'll second.
Okay. Let's go ahead and vote on the motion.
Well, you have to ask for discussion.
Oh, sorry. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Any discussion? And that was 2% on the step. Is that what you said, Karen?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I don't hear any discussion, so let's go ahead and put it to a vote. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Just to clarify, does that include the bonus as well?
No, the field, no other position is eligible for a bonus.
Okay. Aye.
Only the general manager. Mm-hmm.
Did I hear you say anything, Gary? I hear four. Gary, you're on mute if you're trying to talk, but I heard four eyes. I just didn't hear you, Gary.
Yep. Sorry. I was said aye.
Gary said aye. All right. Motion passes.
And then I'd like to inquire about Janelle and her. Do we have, when it comes to Janelle, do we have to wait for Janelle to tell us if she has desires more or what's our current thinking on what we're paying Janelle?
Well, Chase, do you want to jump in on that and just see, did you have a chance to look over her agreement at all?
Yeah. So her, you know, she is an independent contractor, so it's kind of a unique situation. I think we almost have to wait for her to engage the conversation because I don't even think under public law, you can just go out and just give raises to independent contractors. I think it has to be, it's an agreement essentially. And maybe Jeff Connick could jump in on that, but I think it has to follow a process.
That's right. It's a contract negotiation. So it would be a negotiation with Janelle if you want to give an increase. And it's really totally discretionary on the part of the board about whether you want to do that.
Chase, so, while we're on that subject, have you been happy with her performance?
Very.
So she initiates that conversation or we initiate that conversation?
typically the contractor initiates that conversation. I don't know if oftentimes there's a clause in the contract that allows the contractor to increase the rate once a year, subject to notice and approval of the board. So I don't know what's in her particular contract, but
That's not something that Chase can just, as the executive, he can't just decide. We have to approve it.
Well, hey, Karen and Jeff, just real quick, I don't mean to interrupt, but Amanda's got a heart out. She's got her little boy has a concert tonight, so she needs to go. So I'm going to take over the minutes for the rest of the meeting.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you, Amanda.
Right, that is something Chase could negotiate, although if the total amount of the annual contract exceeds his authority, then it would have to come back to the board for approval.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Are we done?
Is there anything else anybody wants to talk about? Or I think we covered a lot of ground. I appreciate the feedback. By all means, play around with that spreadsheet and let's make it better. That's a draft at best. So let's tweak it. And as you see fit, if you got ideas, send them over to me and I'll tweak it.
Well, Rob, it was already leaps and bounds ahead of what we were using last year. So thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
I also want to say, I'm going to be, like I said, I'm going to be typing up an addendum for Chase's evaluation form to go in his file. And Rob, you had some nice things to say. So if you could email those to me, that'd be extremely helpful.
You bet.
And then, Gary or Len, Amanda's already gone, but Gary or Len, if you have anything you want to email to me, please do that tonight so that I can add it into the summary there. I'd appreciate that.
No problem. I really appreciate you running the first half of the meeting and doing the values. You did a great job. And everybody, thanks for participating. I know we've had 4 meetings in the last little bit less than 2 months. So I appreciate everybody's contributions. Have a great night, and we'll go ahead and adjourn.
Thank you.